Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Well, everyone, it's been the shortest and quite possibly the fiercest competition in the history of Dancing with the Stars. That's right, it's finale night, and we're finding out what athlete took home the mirror ball. And we have a very special guest and dance expert. Who is it? Well, you'll have to stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I should have changed that stupid lot. I should have made you leave.
Ooh, it's a party.
It is a party. We survived this season. Yeah, we did.
That's right. What's up, everyone, and welcome to the last episode, so sad, of Dancing with the Stars Season 26. We have a ton to talk about. We were actually at the finale last night, so we're going to give you the inside scoop. We have two dances from each of our three competitors, and we have a very special guest. Kristen Burt is here with us. To have her here. We're also going to do some predictions of what you guys think is coming up next for Dancing with the Stars. But before we get into that, who's next to me? Rahur.
Right here is Carla Renata, and next to me is...
Oh, hey! I am Tigulipenko. So excited to chat with you guys.
I'm excited as well. My name is Scotty Jordan. What's up, y'all?
And we're in the live chat, so get
there. Send us your comments. And over on the couch, Kristen, how's it going? Thank you.
So good. It's kind of fun to be back here, but on the couch instead.
So for those who don't know Kristen, she is a dance expert. She is host of To The Point, also a correspondent for Watch Dance TV. She knows it all. She's here to answer all of your questions. And, oh, also, I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. In case we missed my name.
We did.
I am Morgan. I just got really excited. We've got so much to talk about. I don't need a name, but okay. Let's just jump into it. I want to get everyone's thoughts of the finale last night. We were sitting in the front row. You might have seen us. I was probably clapping off beat, but Carla, what did you think about last night?
I had the best time.
It was so fun.
Ever. And y'all, Bruno Tonioli kept clowning me. He clowned me from the time we sat there. You never see me on camera with the expression on my face as a result of him clowning me, but he clowned me. He clowned me hard, especially doing Josh and Sharna's dance. But anywho, I had a great time. It was great to see the dances. I was really excited that the fact that the finale was an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was living for that. Because it seems like 2 hours, sometimes it just drones and drags on. I'm like, let's just get to the results already. But yeah, I had a good time. It looked like the dancers had a good time. And we'll talk about all that in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was great. We had so much fun. Scotty really hooked us up.
Shout out, Scotty!
We were like VIPs. It was very cool. Oh, yeah, there we are.
There we are on the screen.
Fangirls.
Look at us.
Carly, you're right there.
We see your hands.
I see my hand. I'm like, where's my head? I look like the headless horseman or something.
She is right there.
But she's there.
I'm there, I promise.
But I thought it was a really great episode, really great finale. I thought everybody showcased their talents really well. It was just overall a really fun, exciting night. And I think everybody enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
They did. And you know, the finale is always really enjoyable. And there's so much work that goes into making sure that it's a great show. And so I loved every second of it. It was a great season. I got to say, though, I don't know if I like the 4 weeks.
We'll get into it.
Scotty was also at the after party, I'd just like to say.
Scotty,
so he needs to give us the dish on what happened at the VIP.
We'll get into after party
after the show, we'll talk about it.
After the show, it's the after party. Kristen, what did you think about the finale episode?
What I loved about it was the 1 hour format, just like Carla said. And I think what's really important is that we've had 2 hours for a long time, and it's usually a lot of fluff and filler. And I'm always like, let's get to it, speed it up, let's go. And I think keeping the finale at 1 hour is a good lesson to take forward. As we all know, and we've heard from fans and all of you guys, the 4 weeks probably didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely agree with all you guys. And for me, it was fun to see the behind the scenes. Yeah. Like, you don't realize everyone's getting pumped up and they're actually warming up on the dance floor, going over last minute steps. So that was kind of fun to see. Like, they're human. They're practicing like up until the last second. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
But let's dig into, so we had the first three dances of all of our finalists. First up was Tanya and Sasha. They did a Viennese waltz. You know, I like this. I thought it was elegant. I thought it was very graceful. But I do agree with Carrie Ann. You could tell. You could see in her face it was a little glassy in the eyes. I just think it was nerves. I think she was the first dance of the night, and I think you could kind of tell. But I thought it was beautiful.
I think it was a little bit of what Carrie Ann said to quote you, talking about Carrie Ann. I think because it was the last dance, she was all caught up in that. Mm-hmm. And so she wasn't as focused and as concentrated as she had been for the other weeks. But you know what? I got to say, I loved Tanya Harding in this competition. We got to see a different side of her. She was a lot of fun to watch. She seemed very excited every time she got on the dance floor. You never heard her whining about the judges' critiques. Like, she would just take what they said and she'd come back and she'd bust it out. So I enjoyed it very much.
I think it was great. I think this performance was a really good showcase of how much she's grown during the competition. Totally. Because in the beginning, there were some things that needed to be worked out. And, you know, week four, I saw her, I think, at her best ability. And I think she really did well. I think she was very smooth. It looked professional. She looked great. And she looked really happy. And she was just generating this overall great vibe.
Yeah, she had a nice little glow about her.
She definitely had a glow. And Tom said that he loves to see her smile. And I think we've seen her smile. She's waited for this for how many years, to have this chance?
Decades
to go out there and just have people clap for her for something that she, I loved her being on the show. I thought she was a great contestant. And how's Nancy Kerrigan feeling right now?
Nancy did not come back to visit this season. Yeah. And I don't blame her. I felt like it was a little bit of a slap in the face just because she was on a year ago.
Right.
And I get that it's timely and that's what Dina Katz wants in terms of casting, but it's a little sensitive of an issue, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Kristen, what did you think of this dance? Agree, disagree?
Agree on this. And what I really love is what Sasha brought out, a softer side of Tanya, and which was super important because she was a power skater when she was in the Olympics, and she's a power mover. You can see that she muscles a lot of things. So to see that fluidity in the Viennese waltz, to see her controlled in a close hold, which is not easy whatsoever, I thought that she did really well, and I appreciated seeing that side of her, not just like, I'm going to go through this dance and I got this. She's able to like relax a little bit, even with nerves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree. And can we talk about how good she looks? Like, I think I read something. She's lost like 25 pounds. Wow. She looks phenomenal.
She does.
So shout out, Tanya. You're killing it. Well, the judges, she got 2 9s and an 8 from Carrie Ann, which, okay, I guess. I didn't see where the 8 came from, but all right. So she had a 26 out of 30 for her first dance. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right. Hey, moving on. So we had Josh and Sharna doing a foxtrot. You want to take this one first? I'll say...
I will take it. Let me just before I start talking about that, let me just talk about the 4 weeks. This is why I do like the 4 week format. I like it because it reduces the injuries on the contestants. When it goes a little longer, people start getting hurt, and then the drama of the show becomes about who had what injury and if they're going to dance tonight. And that started to get really old for me. So I just have to put that disclaimer out there.
You're not the only one, Carla.
Because I'm just like, okay, y'all are wearing me out. So I thought that Josh and Sharna's foxtrot was really strong. I thought it was really beautiful. I was a little scared because we were there last night, and I said this to you. I was like, I think her heel got caught in her dress, and he snatched her up off that floor before it could get in any further. It was like he snatched her off the floor, and she snatched that dress from underneath her shoe. Like, it just worked out perfectly, and I was like, y'all should win just for that because that was kind of crazy. I think that. I agree with Lynn that he says that there's an ease and an elegance about Josh's dancing. But we always get that with football players on Dancing with the Stars, don't we?
Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them.
You are throwing shade.
Got it with the tea.
Go ahead, T. Take it away.
Got it with the tea. Okay, so I think it was great. I have never noticed this with Sharna before. Maybe it's just because it was the first time this season we've been there live. She counted a lot of the routine. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, Kristen, if you've noticed this before, if she typically counts for partners or maybe it was something that Josh preferred. I know it was a tougher song. I think it kind of had some changes in beats. But we noticed her counting. You didn't see it on camera. I think that they did a really good job at hiding
camera work because you didn't notice it at all.
When she was counting. But, you know, it doesn't bother me. It just takes me out of the dance a little bit. Other than that, the trip, I think, was obvious because of her face. I honestly might not have noticed if she hadn't made that. But she, you could tell she was actually nervous, so that probably hadn't happened in rehearsal. But other than that, I think he did a really great job. His whole performance last night was great.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, like, the hype squad there with him as well. Nice. And that was so much fun to watch. All of his friends.
I don't know if anyone else could hear on the live show, but when we were there, his football friends were hooting the whole entire time.
He had went in.
Squad of support there.
They were very large men. The chairs are normally
tied
together.
They're so tiny.
We had to cut...
Oh, you had to cut the chairs apart?
Cut the chairs apart so they could spread out a little bit.
That's funny.
It is funny. You know what else is funny? This dance, I didn't like it.
Oh,
I really didn't. And for the finale, for the finale, I didn't like it. I love the way they look. I do think that Josh saved what could have been something really bad if she would have tripped. But I thought it's the finale. Come out with something more. That's just my personal opinion.
I think that's where the freestyle came in.
Yes,
you know
which we'll talk about in a minute.
You know what? I will, just to piggyback on what you said, I will agree with you. I felt like all of the dances overall were a little underwhelming for a finale.
Yeah.
You know, usually finale, they just like, it's both barrels blazing all the way across.
But we're at week four. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, if we're at week 9 or 10, it's so different than week four.
You're right.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. And I'm going to just throw this out there because I really believe this. If we had a 10-week season with Adam and Josh, I think Josh would have given Adam a run for the mirror ball.
100%.
When I did press line the very first week, and I will tell you, Josh was very shy, I thought. Very sweet, though. You really liked him when you met him. And I just saw each week, I saw him like really come out of his shell. And I was thinking while I was watching this foxtrot, I wish I could see them do a rumba, because he just had that wonderful, smooth, continuous flow. They're very sexy on the floor together. I just think that they had the heat that if we had seen a rumba, that would have been like 10, 10, 10.
We needed to see that Argentine tango with Josh. I'm just saying.
That's right. There's a lot of dances that you can, you know what I mean? A samba, I think, would even be fun with him. You just don't know. And I think Sharna, you know, utilized his strength really well throughout her choreography all season long.
Yeah.
I agree.
And actually, Carrie Ann made a comment about Jenny, I think, last week. About if this were a longer season, that she would probably be one who makes, and I agree with that. I think that, you know,
I would love to see him on a normal season. But Scotty, I'm kind of with you. I was a little underwhelmed on this, and I don't know if it's because we're so used to him having his shirt off and like being this like sexy suave guy, and then to see him like so covered up. I mean, it was elegant, it was beautiful, but you're right, I was just a tad bit underwhelmed. But I did like what Carrie Ann said. He really does bring the ballroom spirit to life. Yeah. I think he was the one who really like took that and ran with it. So props to him for that. So he got 3 9s for his score. So a total of 27 out of 30 for Josh. So I think that was fair.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to our next dance, we've got to give a shout out to our girl Maria, who is a Dancing with the Stars champ. Would love to see her on there. Let's do All Stars. But let's talk about her podcast.
Let's do it.
We dance away.
Dive on into it.
You want to have fun, learn, grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
And we know she didn't win. Someone called us out.
Yeah.
She got, what did she get, second?
I think she was second.
She was second.
She didn't win.
She
didn't win.
I knew she was
close. I was like, I believe she was third.
We know
she was in the top five.
I'm like,
she did. She did
with Derek.
Yes.
She's a winner in our hearts.
Yes, she is. Well, speaking of iTunes, for those who are listening and not on YouTube, make sure to throw us a review. We love hearing from you guys on iTunes as well. I know we talk all about how we love commenting on YouTube, but iTunes listener, I know you're there. Leave us some reviews. We also like to talk to you.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. Okay. All right. So next
well done,
up,
well done.
We have Adam and Jenna. They did a jazz. Oh, man. This was good. I like this one. This was probably one of my favorites out of the first three. I think it was my favorite out of the first three. I thought it was quirky. I thought it was quick. I think what Carrie Ann said, they are the Wonder Twins of dance. They really just have such a good chemistry.
And I think this dance showed them going back and forth. So I really like this one.
Yeah, not so much.
Really?
I like them as a couple, and I agree with what you said and what Carrie Ann has said about them. I like their chemistry. I like watching them dance together. But this just, I don't have anything to say about it. It just, it didn't, this is all I have to say about it. I agree with Bruno when he said it was technically brilliant. It was technically brilliant. But I just, it wasn't my favorite.
Okay, you guys, I finally got what I've been asking for the entire season, which was tricks.
Yeah, the tricks were great.
We saw a flawless second leap from Adam. We saw a tour, left tour, mind you, which is very difficult. We saw a nice little pitch. The foot wasn't perfect, but the pitch was good. And I loved it. I loved that we finally got to see Adam in his element, and I was impressed by the technique that I saw. So overall, Carla's sipping tea. Overall, I was really impressed. I also thought it was cool. Halfway through the show, I tapped Carla because we saw, if you're a So You Think You Could Dance fan, we saw Kiki and Koine were there. Kiki was there to obviously support Jenna, who was his partner on So You Think You Can Dance, so that was cool.
And he was on my show today.
Yes, he's on To The Point.
Yes, Koine, he was today.
Koine called me out on IG today. I was like, hey, girl, hey. She said she saw me across the ballroom and she wanted to get to us, but by the time she got to us, we were gone.
Well, that is unfortunate. Anyway, it was cool. It was a nice night of celebrating dance, and I thought that this was a cool routine that finally showcased what he could do. I wish I would have seen more because I always just want a little bit more from him because I know he has it all in the bag. You know, I think he has so many tricks up his sleeve, but I do think we got to see more than we've been able to see the past 4 weeks. So I thought I liked this routine for that reason.
Yeah, totally agree. Definitely my favorite out of the first three dances. Very theatrical, which I was entertained. I love. Now I'm not a dance expert, but I do like to be entertained, and I was entertained. And I just felt like we've said it every single week. Their chemistry just keeps getting stronger and stronger. They look like brother and sister out there. I mean, I loved it. I really did. I loved it.
Kristen? Yeah, I love this number. And I'm kind of a musical theater geek in that I know you're a Broadway star yourself. But
you know,
hey, listen. I think that this was, they've shown a lot of colors as a couple. And I think that that's really important, different levels. And this was something. I know for some people, last week was contemporary. You go into jazz and then you go into their freestyle. I think some people were like, where's another ballroom routine? And maybe that's what some people were looking for. But I found it entertaining. One choreographic note I would have liked, and we talked a little bit about this before the show, is that I would like Adam to have been downstage for a lot of the pieces and then Jenna just upstage. And that's just like a little thing. But, you know, Jenna is really exploring choreography, as we'll get to with freestyle, and I appreciate that. And I think certain things she will learn as she goes along, but I think that was probably the one little note I would have said. But otherwise, I thought it was clean, I thought it was sharp, and I thought Adam really delivered where he was supposed to. And by the way, Maria came in fourth in season 14, so I just want to correct that.
Yes,
so,
disclaimer, disclaimer.
Like I said, she was in the top five.
You got it.
Done.
Yeah. Well, the judges definitely agreed with us. Not you, Carla, sorry. They gave them 3-10, so a perfect score. The first one of the night for Adam and Jenna. But moving on, we had Tanya and Sasha doing their second dance. So this is the freestyle. I have to say, I'm going to start off with, I love the entrance. I thought that was so dramatic. I literally turned to Teague and I was like, is she strapped in?
Because I can, and I watched.
I can see I like, Tanya.
Yes. The insurance company is like, yes.
Yes, she is. So I thought that was really fun. I think she had a blast. But other than that, guys, this was an explosion of
fun.
I think it was a bit of a hot mess.
What?
I think it was so much fun and she looked like she was having a blast. I can't take that away from her. I think she ended on a high note for herself, but I could have gone without. I did cheer and I did gymnastics, so I could have gone without the cartwheels and the round offs. I think that was a little much, and I think there were some technicality issues, but she had fun. And we ended on a good note, and it was very entertaining, but not my favorite of the night.
Let me tell you something. I was living for her coming down on that platform, giving me this. And this. I was like, yes, Tanya Harding, give me diva arms. I was living for that moment. That made me holler. But that was the only thing that made me holler. Because the rest of it, this is the interesting thing. And I said this when we were outside. in person, when we watched it in the ballroom, I was living for it. Except that little solo in the beginning. That little solo in the beginning, I was like, ooh, baby, them turns and that that roundup, no, not so much. But on television, for some reason, it didn't come off as fun-filled on television when we watched it on television as it was when we were in the actual ballroom. I was like,
Well, I wonder, it's like almost in person you could feel her energy. Like, being that close to her, she was so into it. Because I felt that too. And then watching it on TV, I was like oh, no.
It was so, okay.
Okay. Here I go. Okay. So, okay. Here's the thing, you guys. I'm technical to the T. I like technique. It's my life. But you know what? There's something to say about when something is so incredibly entertaining. I don't even care if I see a sickled foot. I don't even care if you fall out of your round off. I don't even care because it was so much fun and she was like full out. And if I could be doing that at 47 years old, I mean, amen. I mean, I was so impressed by her energy level. She kept it going the whole time. She absolutely had to have pre-workout before that because she was like on another level. She was doing...
being strapped into that thing.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
It was.
But I was her so adrenaline. Proud of her. I didn't even care about like the missed technique, and she didn't. I would have liked her to remember that middle section. She kind of forgot it for a second, but she got right back on, and it was like not super obvious that group section and the musicality in the beginning. Okay, fine. Now I'm just being technical, but I'm just saying I loved it. She can do no wrong. This routine I thought was great. And take away the technique, I didn't even care.
I didn't even care either. And we talked about earlier, you know, she's been waiting a long time for this moment, and she went out with a bang. And I gotta say, I loved it. Yeah, she made a couple of mistakes, but she was so happy. I was entertained. The energy, I will agree with y'all ladies, being there, even in rehearsals, the energy in that place when they did that
dance was crazy.
And then when I watched it, it was a little less. But I do want to say, I gotta give it up for Sasha too. He's taken such good care of her, and he's made sure that she's looked elegant and beautiful, and I think that, you know, he did a really great job as her partner.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that, yeah.
Kristen?
Well, I'm going to say, with freestyle, I loved that we had something different. We do not have three contemporaries. I appreciate that we had three pros that have never won a Mirrorball trophy. It was Sasha's first time in the finale, and I think that, of course, Jenna as well, but there was a lot of excitement there, and we saw different things. And I love the concept of disco, because it's not something that we've seen fully realized in the finale. And I think that he brought out something in Tanya that I don't think any of us, I didn't think coming into the season I was going to see this side of Tanya at all. And what I love, and please excuse my choice of words, it is a dance term. Like, she always has a tack when it comes to her movements and things like that. And I think that she gave her all. And there was a lot of adrenaline going there, but she was like, this is my last dance, and I'm here, and I'm present. It was sloppy. However, you can't contain her joy. And I think that was the one thing that, you know, we all just kind of got carried away with. Everybody who knows me knows that I'm a stickler for pointed toes and I can't stand sickled feet. So I will say that the lift with the sickled foot was probably the only thing that drove me bananas. But the rest of it, I was like, Sasha gave her a journey. And I think she's the only contestant that had her true full journey from start to finish, because she can do that in 4 weeks because she came from such a dark place where everyone else is like, I'm an Olympian. I just won a medal. I'm up here. That's the one thing that I think that we really saw with Tani this season.
So true.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point. And the judges definitely saw the joy because she got a perfect score. So 3 10s, a total of 30 for Tanya. And honestly, she had so much fun. You know, whatever happened, she had a blast. Give her that perfect score, because I think that was the perfect way to send her off.
Really most was. Definitely.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Next up. I'm so excited. Okay, Josh and Sharna doing a freestyle.
Hot.
Clearly, I'm very pumped about this. This was my favorite dance of the whole entire night. I'm like going to start fanning Carla because I know she needs it.
Okay.
I mean, I think he did phenomenal, but we have to give Sharna credit. I think she was a mastermind behind this. I think she did everything right. The lifts were amazing. It really showcased him, his athleticism. His shirt was off. We all liked that. Then he got wet. She just knew everything to make this incredible, and I thought it was his best dance. I loved it.
Honey, it was wet, wild, and hot. Ooh, child, I was like, when he stood under that water and the water came down, I'm like, oh, Lord.
Wait,
went to church.
I was like, yeah, in the locks. I was like, I can't. I was having a little cougar moment. I really was. But what I really loved about him is that he gave it his all every time he came on the dance floor. He gave it 1,000% every time he hit the dance floor. Bruno called him the leader of the pack. Lynn said that Josh would always refer to himself as the underdog. And Lynn was like, yeah, no, you're not an underdog tonight, boo-boo. And Carrie Ann, actually, to your point about Shauna and her choreography, Carrie Ann gave Shauna mad props on her choreography and said it was an incredible piece, the most incredible piece of choreography that she's seen her do on the show to date. So, yeah, big ups to them. They turned that out. It was
a good ending, to say the least.
Yes.
It was incredible. Oh, my God. From beginning to end, I mean, I am so impressed by Shauna because she just is so good at showcasing her partner's strengths. I think that lift was incredible. Oh. That was amazing and unexpected, and it looked great. And she just does a really good job at showcasing Josh. And I was also so impressed with Josh. He was front and center for almost, I'd say, 80% of that routine. And when there were lines, he was the first one. He was starting the choreography. He was on beat. He was on count.
He looked so confident,
too. He was leading the pack. And he was totally comfortable being front and center. And I was so incredibly impressed by that. And I'm almost a little bit upset he didn't win after that. Because I thought it was one of the better performances of the season. If not my favorite performance in ending in the water. I was blown away.
And before you talk real quick.
Yeah.
I said this last night. Usually, whoever has the fiercest freestyle wins Dancing with the Stars. Usually. But, okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I do want to say one more thing. Well, and we'll get into it in a second with Adam and Jenna, but this is contrary to what Adam and Jenna did. When they did the line, Jenna was in front, and so we didn't see the confidence of Adam as a competitor. So I'd just like to say that before we talk about their routine. No, okay.
Those are some great points. After watching Josh, I definitely did some push-ups. But his dance was amazing, and I even wrote here, you know, that was one of the best freestyles I've ever seen. And what I liked about Josh, instead of the other contestants, he always looked confident. It never seemed like his nerves rattled him. I don't know. He just looked, every week he went out there and did two dances, went to Washington, D.C. to practice football, come back, and he just looked confident while still being a gentleman. And I loved that. He was a great contestant, and I wish that the season was longer because I do think that he would win.
I think, as I said before, I do think he would have really challenged Adam for that mirror ball trophy. I will say that this is where Sharna's experience shines through, because she has been to a finale before. She knows what you need to do to create a really strong freestyle. And I think this was the most complete freestyle we saw out of the three. And you see, she knew what Josh's strengths were. She knew mentally where he was at this point in week four, which was finale week. And then she knew how to create a piece that was just a masterpiece, honestly. And that's why you need reps. It's like being an athlete. You need reps. You need this under your belt. And Shauna was the one that delivered when it came to the freestyle. I love the diversity of the freestyles, but when you have to look at and choose which one is the best, that was it.
Hands down.
1,000%. And the judges definitely agreed. So he got a perfect score. Well-deserved. Woo. 30 tens from all the judges. So, loved it. I need to go home and watch it.
In again. My room.
And again. And again. And again.
Yes.
Okay. Well, last dance of the night was Adam and Jenna with their freestyle. I just wasn't feeling it. I don't think they ended on a high note, especially he's such an incredible dancer, and I feel like that dance didn't show enough dancing. I think it was a lot of kind of like voguing and posing, and I thought it was very, very creative, so props to Jenna for stepping out of the box, but I wasn't a fan. And whatever judge said that he was watching Jenna, you could tell, and he looked nervous and not confident, which is so not like him. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that was his best dance to end on.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the costumes were the bomb.
Oh my God, I want her boots
that she had on were everything. I think her choice of costume, I think the fact that she picked a style that normally they don't do in a finale was very brave and very challenging for her and for him. But I agree with you. It was not my favorite dance of theirs. I felt like with this dance in particular, and a little bit with the one before, that he was a background dancer. He's the contestant. Mm-hmm. He should not be looking like a background dancer in his own routines. So I felt like he looked like a background dancer and I wasn't having it. Carrie Ann says she liked the style and she said that there were moments that he caught Adam looking at Jenna, which, like you said, is not norm for him. And I love Lynn because Lynn kind of like throws shade with like an under the bus kind of feel to Lynn. So Lynn was like, what it lacked in convention, it made up for an invention. I'm like, that's shady boots. But okay, Lynn. But yeah, it wasn't, neither one of their dances were my favorite last night.
So here's the thing. I think that the style that they were going for was cool. It was like, I kind of got like a Brian Friedman, like fierce idea. And it could have worked, but maybe not on Dancing with the Stars. And maybe not finale. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe throw that in if you got a little extra time, you want to try something a little crazy. But this is the last show, and I think that they needed to do something that was gonna work no matter what. I think it was definitely outside of the box, and I think it was commendable to try something like that. But the fact is, I just don't know he was confident in that style. And we saw it. He didn't know the choreography. And, you know, I debated, like, maybe she stood in front of him because he didn't know the choreography. Like, she can't put him in the front if he doesn't know what's going on or he feels unconfident. So I get that. So maybe it was a comfort thing. But I just wish it would have gone a little bit differently. I wish he would have been showcased more, and he would have come off more comfortable. I think that the beginning was very cool, very fierce, and I was excited to see what we were going to get to, and then it fell a little bit flat for me, but the costumes were great. It was a fierce routine. It just didn't, it was asking a lot. It was like a very So You Think You Can Dance, very technical. Everybody had to be on top of it in order for it to become
to work
a professional, mm-hmm. you know, like thing that you see like on tour is kind of the vibe I think that they were going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that would be a great routine for them to take on the Dancing with the Stars tour.
Right, or like that, I could see something yeah. like that on like you know on like Katy Perry's tour, you know, I just saw that and I feel like it's kind of that vibe, you know, but it just didn't work for me for finale. But I did, you know, I love him as a pair, so.
Yeah, I love him as well. And I agree with you ladies. Let me talk about something real quick. The package, too. Adam had said that he never realized that he could ever be accepted, which I just really touched my heart. And then he said that this dance represents him. And if that's the case, if it represents him, that's amazing. That's amazing to do. It just didn't, I didn't like it. I didn't get that, yeah. So, I know that he's been busy. I think that he even said that he had the Disney on Ice. Is that what it is?
Stars on Ice.
Stars on Ice. He got back the night before.
Oh, snap.
To do these. I mean, it's a lot of work. This is Jenna's first final, her first freestyle. I think that she just maybe missed the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kristen, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to be probably a little bit contrary on this, I think, because I appreciated the risk that she took, especially on in an artistic way, because I feel like Dancing with the Stars has been status quo for a really long time. It's getting a little dusty. Mm. We need to like take off some of the cobwebs. This is a way to do it with some of the younger pros, some of the newer pros. They're not always going to hit the target, and that's okay. I appreciated it. It does feel like So You Think You Can Dance. It feels like Mark Canamura to me, his style of choreography, and he worked with Gaga, of course. But I think what kept ringing in my head was that package of Adam saying, I'm very, very tired. And I think it was just fatigue. And I think if he had had a couple more days to get it into his body, I think that this would have been his kind of anthem, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think had he had maybe just a little bit more time and a little bit more prep, we would have seen that. And it might have even just made a difference. Still, people might not have loved it. Mm. However, I think you would have seen that spark in him that we needed. But I love the style of dance. And I kind of like it when people shake the chakras of Dancing with the Stars. I know America's not ready for it. I am. So that's why I was like, I'm kind of here for this. I watched it a couple times because I'm like, that's right. Press those buttons. Because I know some people in America were like, what is this? But it's good. It's good. We need to open those doors and you know, represent all different types of people and see people represented on TV. And this is a small way to do it. And, you know, for Adam, he's the first openly gay winner of Dancing with the Stars. I know that, you know, we did have Niall DeMarco, but he considers himself sort of fluid with his sexuality. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is a really big deal.
Okay.
One that we don't necessarily think about. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Love all your points.
breath of fresh air. Love having you here. There I was sitting down. I'm like, oh, wait.
Just giving you some ideas to think about. I understand when people are like, this is not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it. So I'm not like, you guys are wrong on that one because.
No, super interesting. Yeah. Well, I think the judges kind of felt more with us. So he didn't get a perfect score. So he got 2 9s and a 10 from Bruno. So Bruno said it was high style freestyle. So he liked it. So he had a 28 out of 30. So, and then after that, we had the group dance, which was a lot of glitter and interesting things and some mishaps. And
it was a hot mess. Just call a spade a spade. It was a hot buttered mess.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
It was a hot buttered mess. It was. It was nice that everybody came back. The energy was good.
It was cute to see everyone dance.
I like, was it Lindsay that was on the shoulders to dance with Kareem? Yep. Like, that was kind of cute.
It was.
But child, there was a couple of lifts that was missed.
Who was it?
Chris almost dropped.
Chris. Yeah, yes. Whitney, that was scary.
Was like, y'all. And who was
Johnny Damon.
When he came in the beginning. Johnny.
Just barreling right through.
On,
the high fives are a little off.
I'm like, oh, Johnny. Here we go.
Live TV is exciting, people.
And we saw it firsthand.
Yep. Ooh, we had an up close and personal look, too. So, yeah. It was fun. I feel like maybe because they had 4 weeks, that they probably didn't have the time to devote to get a really solid finale dance with everybody together to get all those schedules together. Because once people get voted off, they kind of go on with their life. Yeah. Right. And then they're like, oh, you need me to come back what week? What day? Yeah. I got to do what? I got to rehearse what? So, yeah, that's what it felt like.
Well, Scotty, did someone on the panel make the point that Arike wasn't in?
She was not at rehearsal.
Yes.
We watched rehearsal.
That's very interesting. I wonder if she even had a lot of time to practice. I wonder how much time all of them had to practice.
But I'm
going to
need for her not to be in the back behind the truth.
I think she has to be. If she wasn't there for rehearsal and she doesn't know what's going on.
Girl, did you see what they were doing? It wasn't that hard. She could have did it.
I saw them.
She's not a dancer.
Well,
I'm just saying.
No, but
did she have a final or something? I'm serious.
I'm sure she had finals time. Yeah. So I'm sure she did. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need her not to be in the back.
But I did see her kind of practicing about 5 minutes before the show. So I do think that, she just didn't
have a lot of time. She was hustling to get it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give her a pass. When I saw the phone girl was in the back, I'm like, why is she in the back and on the side? Yeah. Why are they hiding Arike? As the sister on the panel, I'm like, why was they hiding Arike? I'm like, what's up with that?
It was a cute overall dance. Love seeing everyone back together. But now let's get down to our winner. I wish they would have done kind of like a runner-up type thing so I could build up like second place, third place. But
there are two runners.
There are two runners.
There was runner-ups about runner that ups. On the internet today.
Yeah, there was the rumor was that Tanya and Adam were feuding. Did you read that article?
No, I read the one. Well, I saw something on Twitter where they were saying that they didn't have enough time to announce who was second and third, so they just read the winners. That's what I saw on Twitter.
Oh, that's what Entertainment Tonight was reporting, and I was at the Jesus Christ Superstar Live Emmys event last night. But while I was there, I received the press release from ABC, and they were like, here's your winner. Here are your two runner-ups. I think it's – is that correct?
That's exactly what they said.
Runner-ups, yes. Mm-hmm. But they had photos of each of them. There was like runner-up and runner-up, and it wasn't for second and third. And I just tweeted it out, and I was like, you guys, this is the official word. That's what they're saying, and they're not going to let us know, like – by the way, so-and-so was second and so-and-so was third. It's just going to go down in the record books as first.
Runner-up.
And then two other people.
I think it was tight.
I don't know, because I saw that they didn't even put the camera on Tom. But Tom, in the live show, had a cue card and tossed it. He heard something, like he always does, heard something from somebody. Producer and threw the card and then just announced who was number one. So I don't know if they were originally going to do 3, 2, 1.
Well, I'm sure they were, yo. I think that just the timing of everything, like Josh went and jumped on his football friends, they hugged. I mean, there were things that, you know.
They were speeding up the judges and things
so
like that.
Yeah, so I guess it's like they said on Twitter that they just didn't have time to do the second and third.
And I don't know if you're able to sort of debunk this myth, but people were like, they already had the engraving with, Adam and Jenna, and
they were already pre-planned to win. But I was like, if anyone saw the photo of the mirror ball, it said winner before. And then there was a placard that was, and I'm assuming it was either glued or screwed on or whatever.
You know what? I can't debunk that because I was sitting right with, they had it sitting on a little
pedestal
before the show started. There wasn't anything on there.
No, I was going to say, I know the guy who, yeah, there wasn't.
Did they screw it on or glue it on or whatever?
Yeah, they screw it on.
So people let this record stand because the conspiracy theories that were floating around Twitter today were gross. They really were because I was like, come on, people.
I feel like they usually, on award shows, don't they usually have a placard for each potential winner and then they
pick one.
At the right? Oscars and Emmys, they will actually engrave it for you at the Governor's Ball.
Yes.
But at other award shows, they'll make like three placards and it's ready to go and in a moment's notice, they do it. But I also do think that Adam and Jenna probably vote-wise from last week had a running head start over anybody else. And even if their freestyle wasn't a perfect score, I don't think anyone was going to beat them. I just don't. Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I was thinking as well. I felt like the finale that Josh and Shauna, in my opinion, had the best overall night. And I would have picked them to win it. But I think that Jenna and Adam.
You have to think of the weeks leading up to finale
were
night.
Such ahead of everyone else.
Last week's voting does count towards this week. And it was this week's judges' scores, that quick little like live voting, and last week's voting. And so, I just feel like they were so far ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if the winner of Dancing with the Stars is based on the cumulative season, then they definitely deserve to win. But like Scotty said, if we were basing it off of last night, then I totally would have picked Josh and Shauna. Right.
Yeah. Just well, for those listening, if we didn't say it, Adam and Jenna did win. They're the official winners. Congratulations to them. It was definitely an interesting night, but I think they did so good this season. I think they had dominated this whole entire season up until last night. I feel like Josh kind of took the lead, but I agree with what everyone said. I think it had it been a normal long season, Josh would have probably won.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Football players do well too.
They really do. Most of them.
Yep.
Well, we can count
on a few that did not.
Can I ask one thing?
Oh,
I know. I just want to know, Alia, who was your favorite contestant this season?
I think everybody at some point throughout the season, each week a different person was my favorite. Like I didn't have an overall favorite for the whole 4 weeks. I think every week I had a different favorite. So I think when it came to the finale, I would have been good with anybody winning because I didn't feel very strongly against someone taking home the mirror ball trophy. I was like, oh, these couples are capable. I think if any of them went, it would be all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked a lot of the contestants. I like the athlete version, not only because I just like athletes, but I also really do like, they had a lot of really good role models. Mm-hmm. My nieces watched, and my niece plays softball, and even though I wanted to be a dancer. And she was talking about Jenny, and she was like, oh, Jenny did so good, and it was so cute. And so I think that they had a lot of good role models this season, so I would have loved anybody to do well. I think they had a really good cast this season. I wish it would have lasted a little bit longer. We could have gotten to know more stories. But overall, I liked everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And I think because it was only 4 weeks, I think in a longer season, we really get invested in their stories. I think because it was shorter, you couldn't really get attached to one person that much. So I agree with what you guys said. I think there was one dance from everyone at one point. I was like, that was my favorite of the whole entire season. Yeah. I'm a little biased towards Adam because I did say week win that I thought he was going to win. Just saying.
I think Chris, we had a missed opportunity with Chris. His personality was really fun.
I liked him.
He was never going to win, but he was going to be that long-haul contestant that would have been
the
top
entertainer.
Five.
Yeah. They always have that one that just, they keep coming back week after week because they're very entertaining.
And Whitney is someone, like, when she really likes her partner, you know it. You know it in the way she's like, you can see it in her face, you can see it in her dance and in her choreography. She really enjoyed Chris.
Yeah.
And like Frankie last season, too, another one that she just was like, we clicked, this is awesome.
And every season they announce the cast and I'm always like, what is this?
But
at the end of the season I'm like, wow, that was a great cast.
Dina Katz is great at her
job.
I agree with you on that because sometimes they announce those casts, I'm like, who are these people? And then you watch the show and you're like, oh, okay.
I like
that was fun.
Dina Katz. But I'm just gonna Kareem for me.
I forgot about Kareem.
He's the greatest.
I'm
my favorite of all time.
He's a class act.
He loves Kareem.
Just kidding. I love him and the bear. Those are my two faves. Get out. Season.
Brandon. Brandon Armstrong.
The bear. With the bear. Well, before we wrap up and for everyone watching, I want to get some predictions because we have some exciting stuff coming up in the future for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, and now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Spooky. Okay, so we know word on the street is that Dancing with the Stars will be doing something new. We're doing Dancing with the Stars Junior, which will be pre-taped, right, Scotty? It's not going to be, like, live.
July and August, they're taping.
So they do that, and it's going to be in the fall, so it'll air Sundays before the normal show on Monday. So we kind of talked some conspiracies yesterday after the finale, but I want to get, who do you guys think will be on it? Do we think pros will be younger? Will they be older?
In my opinion, give me some predictions. I mean, in the past, they've had some little junior ballroom dancers come on Dancing with the Stars, so I'm guessing, you know, that they'll bring some little, you know, ballroom dancer champion people that are kids on. But what's confusing to me is I know that they will be the contestants, but who's going to be the pros?
Some other kids are the pros. And then the contestants are kid actors or kids who have famous parents.
Oh.
And I do know the cast, so I'm not going to say too much. But I will say a lot of these kid pros are very familiar to you. Little Big Shots, America's Got Talent, so you think you can dance the next generation. You have definitely seen them before.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Thank you for the insight.
Well, to everyone watching on YouTube, I want to ask you guys to leave a comment who you guys think. If anyone is right, I don't know, I'll give you a gift card. Not really, because I'm broke. But the comment, we love to hear it from you, and we'll see if anyone's right.
I want a comment card.
Starbucks, I don't know. What? Team Scotty, do you guys have any predictions for what's next?
No, to be honest, that's what I was going to, when it came to me, I was going to say, Kristen, what do you think? I know you know everything. So
And one thing I dropped, I do my little 60-second dance scoops on my Instagram account, and I dropped something yesterday, and something that we all need to think about. The Primetime Emmys this year are on a Monday. It's on Monday, September 17th. So that, as I said before, affects finales and also premieres. So You Think You Can Dance is going to be ending on September 10th. So we lose a week because of that Primetime Emmys, and that also pushes Dancing with the Stars back a week. So it'll premiere September 24th, giving it a 9-week season instead of a 10-week season for the fall. So just keep your eyes wide open. Ooh. But that was an NBC decision to do the Primetime Emmys on a Monday, which, as everybody knows, it's not great for
that
the industry.
Is not good.
Very interesting.
I think they have baseball or something on Sundays. They've got a sporting thing.
Listen, you sports. Cannot get rid of baseball.
You can't, but you can actually talk to the guys in
baseball. Is my jam.
But you can go, we just do all the games on Friday and Saturday for this 1 week? And then, you know, we got Emmys. Right. I don't know.
Baseball is my jam. Don't be hating on baseball.
Oh, boy. We can't talk baseball. Anyways, guys, we'll stick with dancing. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this season. I know it was short, but we love all of you. Loved all the comments. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can catch up with me at Morgan_Ouellette.
I am Carla Renata. You can catch up with me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic and here at AfterBuzz TV on Sundays, 5 o'clock, Black Tomatoes on BHL, and The GH Report at 6 o'clock on AfterBuzz TV. Tune in. Give me some stars. Give me some comments. I love y'all. Bye.
Yay. I love you guys, too. Thank you guys so much for joining us every week. You guys are seriously the greatest, and we love talking with you. To keep up with us, keep up with me, you guys can find me at TeagueDP. I'm Teague Julie Pinko. See you guys. Somewhere.
Yeah, hey, y'all. First of all, this has been so much fun. Thank you for
Scotty.
Having me.
Thank
you for watching. ScottyJordan88 on Twitter, on Instagram. It's at The Gentlemen Tour.
Ooh.
And over on the couch, our special guest,
yay!
Kristen.
Thanks for having me, you guys. On Twitter, at Kristen Burt. On Instagram, The Kristen Burt. To the Point, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And I'll be doing a World of Dance after show, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. Season 2.
So fun. Yay! Well, guys, we will see you next season. That's it for us.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.